We are I. The lies we tell ourselves. You know, I think this is something that every person in this world, you know, battles with, you know, to some degree. It's that little person or that thing, that consciousness inside you that kind of steers you off the path that you don't want to be on. You know, but in regards to the reason why that I brought this up this morning is because I'm in a continued conversation over the last week with this gentleman about how he's convinced himself that every time that he stops taking this supplement called Sigma, and for those of you that don't know, and I didn't either until he told me what it was, you know, it's a testosterone booster, a natural testosterone booster. You know, there's a lot of natural testosterone boosters you can take out there, which, you know, are like tribulus testosterone based. You know, they're proven to boost your testosterone levels to some degree. And he's convinced that every single time that he cycles on and off this every month for a week, so 30 days on, 7 days off, that he gets hurt. And he's like, well, you know, now he's disseminated this down that, you know, maybe I should just take an entire week off. Or I should train lighter. Because like every time that I'm off my Sigma, I always get hurt. And I tell him, I'm like, look, dude, if the fucking human body was that fragile, we wouldn't be here today. I'm like, the concerning part is like, why is your body that fragile? Or why is your mind that fragile? Like, this is the real, true, honest part of this conversation. It has nothing to do with being on or off this product. That should never be. You should never be so hyper-reliant on, you know, something that you're taking, you know, that you become so hyper-dependent on it that injury looms if you stop it. Like this kind of mentality, this kind of thinking is what makes no sense to me today. And I think what plagues so many people, and especially younger generations, because, you know, this gentleman is 10 years younger than I am. And when you're constantly finding reasons, you know, to be upset or why things aren't perfect, or how I tried to explain to him that, you know, it's not like anybody else's body doesn't feel pain and discomfort. I've gave him countless examples of, you know, my own body and the aches and pains that I go through. And it's just like, yeah, you know, some things you should train through, some things you shouldn't. You know, but at the end of the day is, if you're physically using your body, it's not going to be pain-free. Period. If you play sports, you're going to have aches and pains. Period. If you lift weights and you're lifting weights to be able to, you know, see some kind of physical strength goal, you're going to have some aches and pains. You know, but the distorted reality, this is like the Disney love thing. The distorted reality that we've created, and Big Pharma is a huge part of this for people, is that you should never feel pain. You should absolutely always be pain-free. It's like, well, is it? No, that's not the human experience. You should have pain in all categories of your life routinely. Because this is what allows you the contrast to be able to understand how good life can be. To understand, you know, like what life has to offer on both sides. I try to give this young man examples of other people have done insane shit after being hurt. I gave him the Cameron Haynes example. You know, motherfucker in the first 10 miles blows out his knee of a 150-mile race. Says, I'm just going to run on this because it's already fucked up anyway. It can't get much worse just to see how much farther I can go on this fucked up knee and placed first. That's human potential. Because again, if we had the slightest of injury and you were off a week of something and you had to take a week off of doing all physical activity, you'd be dead. We'd all be dead. Because life used to be only just physical activity. We've only just replaced that because our lives have become so sedentary, which I've talked about ad nauseum, which lots of people talk ad nauseum about. The more sedentary that our lives become occupationally and personally, the more you have to do to overcome that. Because our bodies physically, mentally, and emotionally are not designed to wake up, sit all day at work, sit all night when you get home, and then go to bed. And that's a lot of people's lives. That's the harsh reality. And because of that extreme comfort, that extreme amount of comfort, it has produced people like this gentleman that I've been talking to. And I talk to him very boldly like this all the time to force him to understand there's an alternate reality out there. Yes, an ankle will hurt. A knee will hurt. An elbow, a shoulder. You know, like this is just life. This is your body. It's this physical thing. You cannot be absolutely and wholly pain-free all of the time. It just doesn't work that way. And it's a scary road to chase. Because if you think of like chasing the road of being absolutely pain-free all the time, how even the smallest of pain, the most insignificant pain, you know, manifests into this thing like substantially larger than what it is. Because of the fact you're chasing this pain-free environment, which makes no sense at all. So, offer your thoughts and opinions. Throw me some DMs, some emails. Because I just don't live on this side. I will never understand this side of life. I will never understand people who want to live on that side. I do not live there. I do not want to live there. I don't want to be pulled there. I don't get it. I need a little discomfort in my life routinely all the time, whether that is physically, mentally, or emotionally, so that when things feel good, I can appreciate them a little bit more. So, the question of the day is, do you value pain? Simple as that. Do you value pain?